With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Senate will delay its Christmas break to try to achieve a compromise on border reforms.
The Senate had been expected to leave town for its Christmas break after wrapping up business this week. But Majority Leader Charles Schumer now says the body will return on Monday in hopes of reaching a border compromise. Republicans are demanding major policy changes they say are needed to secure the border as part of their support for the supplemental spending bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. GOP senators don't appear optimistic. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says, quote, "I think we're a long way from being able to pass something that matters by the end of the year." Bob Agner reporting.
Republicans named their candidate in a special election to replace disgraced Democrat Congressman George Santos. Nassau County legislator and former Israeli paratrooper Mazie Philip will face off against Democrat former Congressman Tom Suozzi in a February 13 special election in New York. Federal employees being told to go green on government travel.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A third North Carolina Democrat member of Congress is not seeking re-election this year due to redistricting, and that's likely to shift North Carolina's delegation to the right. Wiley Nickel, though, says he'll now look at a bid for the U.S. Senate in 2026. And a man who accosted Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin at a campaign stop in upstate New York last year received 3 years probation. He was released from jail last year to an alcohol treatment program the next month. This is SRN News. What is America's spiritual condition?
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's State Athletic Board fined Monarch High School $16,500 and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team. The board said the school violated a 2021 law signed by Republican Governor DeSantis that bars males from competing against females in public school sports. Florida officials also ruled the principal and athletic director must attend rules compliance seminars. This is SRN News. More than 1 million illegal fruit-flavored e-cigarettes from China have been confiscated at a California airport. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the details in this report.
The Food and Drug Administration says this is the first time it's been able to successfully block millions of dollars worth of fruity, disposable vapes aimed at teens. It requested that customs agents at Los Angeles International Airport start seizing shipments from iMiracle Company, which makes Elf Bar vapes and other brands. The agency says the shipments were deliberately mislabeled. One FDA official says companies continue shamelessly trying to smuggle in vapes that appeal to young users with flavors like strawberry melon and triple berry ice. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.